Okay, let's get started with Baba Kama, Daf Vav. And we are on Daf Vav, on the top line. We have just discussed all of the different details of the halachos of Keren, Shein and Regel, Bor, and Eish, as well, and Adam, as we will, Baruch Hashem, come back to again today. But now we get back to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, after quoting all of the unique qualities of each of the Avos Nezikin, each of the four, even though we had 13 and 24 on yesterday's Daf, but after each of the qualities, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hatzara Shava Shabahem, what's common amongst them, between them, is Darkon Lahazik Ushmirasan Alecha. They are, the Derech is to do damage, all of these, Ushmirasan Alecha, and you have to watch them. So now, that kind of Lashon, Hatzara Shava Shabahem, always is an inclusionary Lashon. It has to include some other case. So that's the Gemara's question on today's Daf. La Asuye Mai. What is being included in the Mishnah? When it said Hatzara Shava Shabahem, there has to be some case that is being included. So the first half of today's daf is four suggestions of what exactly is the case that is being included from amongst all the avos. Again, the common denominator is going to have to be that it isn't just one av, it isn't just a told of one av, because then you don't need Hatzara Shava Shabahem. They're included in the actual av. But Hatzara Shava Shabahem means that putting two avos together, so then we would be able to learn out the following case. So what are the following cases? So here we go. Number one, out of four. Amar Abaya, La Asuye, Avno, Sakino, Umaso, Shenichan, Brosh, Gago. Somebody puts a dangerous item, a stone, a knife, a bundle, on his roof. Again, that was the backyards, the yards that were used in those days. And they put it on the roof. Enough, Luburup, Matsuya. And it fell down in an expected, natural, usual wind. Vihizikwan did damage. That's the case that's being included. So ask the Gemara, that's included? That's not directly one of the avos, hechidami. What exactly is that case? If those damage as they fall down on something and they break it, hainu eish. That exactly is a case of eish. Again, eish doesn't have to be fire. What does eish mean? Mai shna eish tekoach achemu rabo. Just like eish is koach achemu rabo, right? You have a koach acher that is involved in the damage. It's not just you, it's the wind. Koach achemu rabo, umamoncha. It is your mamon, it is owned by you. Ushmiraso alecha, and you have the responsibility to guard it. Sahani nami. So these two, the items on the edge of the roof, is the same thing. Koach achemu rabo, and umamoncha, shmiraso alecha. It's also, there is a mixture of kochos here, and it's your mamon, and shmiraso alecha. So if the item damaged directly as it fell down, so then that shouldn't be included in the Tzara Shaveh that's directly included in Eish. And if you're, just keep in mind, remember, whenever this Yisod of Koach HaKamurabo comes up, remember the Machlokas Rishonim that we had, whether that is a Kula or a Chumra. Remember, Tosfos held on Daf Beis of an Aleph that Koach HaKamurabo is a Kula. So whenever this comes up, we have to read it as, just like Eish, Afal Gav to Koach HaKamurabo. Even though it's koach achemu rabo and it's very lenient because of that, but still you are chayiv, da da da. That's atosis, reads the Gemara on that base. But the Rashba and the other Bishonim say, no, koach achemu rabo could be a chumra and could be a kula. It could be a kula in that you're not doing everything, but it could also be a chumra. The chumra is that you are harnessing natural forces in order to damage. Right, it's in an expected way. Koach achemu rabo. So it's a chumra and a kula. So here, the simple understanding of the Gemara in all of these lines is that it is a chumra, like all the other examples of tchilat asiyah. So lehezek and ezeko matsuya and hanal ezeko. All of those are chumra. So ask the Gemara: if the item on the roof fell down as damaged as it fell down, so that it's just exactly eish. So that can't be what's being included. Ve'ela the baser denayachi. So what must it be? It's damaged after it fell down. I had a knapsack on the roof. It fell down off the roof, and now it's sitting somewhere in the street, and somebody trips over it. So baser denayachi. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, that's also included. E da'afkarinu, if you were mafkir the item, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu bar. So then that should be just like a case of bar, as we'll have later on. Maishna bar, shechein tchilas asiyah solenezek, just like bar. What's the midah of bar? Inherently, it is a damager that you made. That is the source, as we saw yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, the asiyas hamazik. That's the quintessential asiyas hamazik. Not that there's a maisa hezek there. There's a maisa that somebody gets damaged. But did you actively damage at the moment? No. But you created the dangerous situation. That's the asiyas hamazik. So just like bar tchilas asiyas solenezek. Umamoncha. That was the controversial line, because bar is not even mamoncha, it's even if it's hufkar. So does that mean, oh, it's as if it's mamoncha? Or you take out that gersa. So vishmirasan alecha, just like bar. So harinami, so to these items that fell down and then did damage after they fell down, tchilas asiyasan lenezek, umamoncha, shmirasan alecha. So also, should be the same thing. So Ella, so if it was Hufkar ready, so that is exactly Rav and Shmuel. So Ella de lo afkarit, it must be that you were not mafkarit. So if you were not mafkarit, so does that work? L'Shmuel to Amar Kulam Yibar Olamanu Hayna Bar. So again, according to Shmuel, that's also included in a bar. Bar doesn't have to not have to be ownerless. So we're still stuck. What exactly is the first suggestion that Abaya made, that if you have an item on the edge and that fell down, that's the case included in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, stop there before we even get to the Maskana. There is an interesting discussion on the earlier line, right? Let's say you have the knife, you have the dangerous item that fell down. So what did the Gemara say? If it fell down, if it damaged as it fell down, then you're chayiv mishum esh. What happens, Rachmana Lislan, if it killed somebody on the way down? Is somebody chayiv misa? If somebody put the dangerous item up on the roof and it fell down through the wind, so are they chayim misa? That is a machlokas rishonim. We know, going back for a step, first time we've mentioned this in this masechta so far. The Gemara has a machlokas later on daf chav beis. The machlokas, well known machlokas of esho mishum mamono or esho mishum chitza. When somebody is obligated because of fire, is it because it's as if the fire is the person's arrows? Chitzav, when I personalize a fire and then it spreads with the wind, it's as if a person's shooting an arrow. Chitzav, or is it what's called mishamamono? No, it's property damaging. Machlokes, and there are nafkaminas that are quoted there. Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. The most famous comment about that whole sugi is the Nemuki Yosef, which we'll have to get to, but then we'll talk more in depth about it. The Nemuki Yosef says, according to the Manda Amar of Eishim, Mishim Chitzav, when I light a fire, it's like my arrows, so how could a woman light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? When she lights the candles, it's her fire, and then when it continues being lit on Shabbos, if you say it's arrows, it's like the woman's lighting fire. It's her arrows on Shabbos. So how could we light Shabbos candles? That's the kasha of the Nuki Yosef, which obviously we know there's an answer to. He gives an answer, and all the achronim explain what's the message of that answer. It's considered a chitzav, but not your chitzav at that exact moment. It's your arrow that you're responsible for from the earlier moment. Okay, but that's the machlokas. Eishim b'shem chitzav. Is it my arrow? Is it my mamam? Says Tosfos. Tosfos in Mesechta Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Zayin, that if, according to the Manda Amara, Eisha Mishum Chitzav, so then in this case, if you have the dangerous item on the roof, and then a Ruach Mitsuya blows it off and it kills somebody, what person would be Chayv Mis in that case? Because that's like shooting an arrow, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, in this case, you would apply the same principles. Just like it's nezek if it damaged on the way down, mishum eish, so too it would be misa if it damaged on the way, if it killed on the way down. But others argue, the Reb Chaim is medayik in the Rambam, that no, in this case of eish, everybody would agree it's mamono. In a case where I light mamish a fire and I use the wind, so then you have the machlokas, eishu mishum chitzo or eishu mishum amono. But in a case where you have the item and it's halachic eish, it's not actual eish, so then Reb Chaim is medayik in the, it's the first Reb Chaim in Hilchos, I'm sorry, it's Hilchos Shechenim, the last one, Yud Aleph Aleph in Hilchos Shechenim, says Reb Chaim, everybody would agree mamono in this case. He quotes the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and that's a Venir Lomar. To be emes, af the Amrina de Eishem Mishum Chitzav, aval ze hare lo chidesh lan, rak davi ki ilu hu ba'atzmo asa esa maisa. Eishem Mishum Chitzav means, it's as if I did the action. It's not my property that did the action. I did the action. But is it considered what we might call, the higher standard, koach gavra? Right, my actual action, which comes up by Netilas Yadayim, and it comes up by Shechita, and it comes up, so I did it. But is it considered koach gavra? I drop a knife and, it shechs an animal. Right? So that's my action. But is it koach gavra? If I didn't have kavana, if I didn't aim, if I wasn't mechavi to it, says Reb Chaim, you can be mechavi between those two levels. Koach maisa adam, so even if you say eishim b'shem chitzav, that just means it's yours. It doesn't mean that it's koach gavra, and therefore that wouldn't be enough for ritzicha. So And therefore, by Mamanis, it would be good enough. But by Shechita, but by Ritzicha, where you would need Koach Gavra Dafka, that would not be good enough. So Reb Chaim argues, based on the Rambam, he says the Rambam also would argue on this Tosfos. And really, it's already Mefurish that we showed him later on in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes, on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Ra'ah, who says as follows, V'nirali ha-hefrish, the hefrish ika, ben chiyuv misa l'chiyuv nezikin. He says it befeirish. There's a difference between the chiyuvim of killing and the chiyuvim of damages. Again, a very important topic for our mesechta. De nezikin, we spoke about it already a little bit on yesterday's daf, or 2 days ago, when we spoke about bar yud and bar tes. One is avla nezek, one is avla misa. By the comparison between Nezek and Misa. So says the Ra'ah, there's a difference. The Nezikin Mechayev al Gromasi. Kivan to have a Girei Umisa. Right? That's by Nezek, you'd be Chayev even slightly indirectly. Not Mamish Groma, because Groma B'Nizakin is Pater. But slightly indirectly, which means I put the item on the roof and the wind blew it down. That's called Eish. But that's exactly what the Gemara says. Later on, Adaf Samach, the Gemara says, even though Eish is kind of like Groma, you're still Chayev. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. So it's not Mamish Grama, but it's somewhat less direct. Masha Enkeinu Misa, Leka L'Chiyuve Al Gramaso. Misa, there can't be anything indirect. Afilu Hecha Davi Gire, even if it's my arrows. Ela B'mazik B'gufa O B'kocho. Ve'esha L'madar Mishem Chitza V'chitza V'mamish Kocho. Gomer Chashvin Amlei. Avo Ba'al Malo. Umistavrenami, here's the line. De Avno, Visakina, Umaso, Shehinichan Brosh Gago, Argamara, Vinaflu Bruch Mitsuya Vihiziku, De Chashvidan Le Tolda, De Eish, Lekalem Chavino Chetzov, Ela Mamono. Now, regarding Ritzicha, it would only be considered Mamon. And he continues in that Sugya. An important sheet of the Ra'ah, but it's already said by Reb Chaim, but the Ra'ah was Kodem him. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we're still stuck. We're trying to figure out, remember, we are going to have four suggestions. What exactly is the case that the Mishnah includes? So Abaya had one. This case of the dangerous item on the roof fell down, so we're still stuck, right? It's Mamish Eish or it's Mamish Bar, right? So it can't be included from two. So the Gemara says, 12th line or so, La Olam de Afkarinu. Really, it was he was Mafkirit. He was mafkirid. So then, why is it that exactly bar? Below damu la bar, but it's not exactly bar. Ma la bar shekain ein koach acher mu'urav bo. Bar does not have any koach acher mu'urav. You did it yourself. You dug it. Torah bahani shekoach acher mu'urabohen. But these items on the roof, right? They use koach acher, so it's not exactly like bar. So Gemara says, 1 second, eish tochiach. Well, eish will prove if there's koach acher mu'urav bo, it's good enough. Ma la eish shekain darko leilach alahazik. But this is different than Eish, because Eish moves and does damage. Unlike this case, where the damage happens after it's stationary. Says the Gemara, Bar Tochiyah, Bar can prove that a stationary item can still be a Mazik. So, V'chazar Hadin. So, that's why it's a team effort. A team effort of Bor and Eish. They come together to teach me that the case of Avno, Sakino, Maso, Shenichan, Rosh Gago, and it fell down, that would be included. Good. There is a major machlokas we've shown to me here. The Rush quotes Adaya and argues. The Rush says, Lamaisa, okay, we have a limud that, we have a case, this is learned out from Eish and Bar together. Does this item now have the limitations of Eish and Bar? Meaning, Ano Sakino Maso, would it be putter for Tamun? Because Eish is putter for Tamun? Would it be putter for Kalim? Because after all, you might say that this case is learned out from Eish and Bar. If it's learned from Eish and Bar, it can't be more chamur than Eish and Bar. So the Rush quotes, the Rush is so crucial in this whole masechta. The Rush quotes, Yesh min ha-gedolim shekasvu dolo machayev el ma-shechiev b'shnehem u-petiri minizke kelim u-mimisas adam kemo bar u-mitamen kemo ba-eish tekivan da-asu b'ma-hatzad yavinan lu-akal she-b'shnehem. Says the Rush, you have to give him the kulas of both of them, the exemptions of both of them, because after all, that's the limud. And the Rush begs to differ. V'yesh shenistavku b'davar, some aren't sure. V'linira, says the Rush, I disagree. Why? Because, says the Rush, Lamdis, fundamentally ask the question, what is this av hanezek? You're right, you need two in order to ultimately teach it to you. But really, it's one av with a little help from the other one. So in this case, the thing damaged because somebody tripped over it after it was on the floor. What is that? That's bar. You're right, you need a little ish to help you learn it. But fundamentally, you look at the item. V'li nered to kol din bor yesh lahem. It has the paturim of bor, but not of ish. Teda, tahani ina shlalo shukimtos. T'yalfina lumi bar v'shar. The other examples that we're going to give. You're for sure not going to give the cool is there. So he says, Hilkach nira de ikr tamuda hu mi bar lechude. De bar gomer heim. Avno sakina masano de naichi v'chulu. Right? You just learn it out a little bit with the help of Eish. And the Briska Rav also understands it this way as well. If you look at that, there's one Briska Rav on Hilchas Nizkei Mamon. We already quoted part of it. there's two of them. We quoted part of it on Daf Beis. But then he quotes the same idea here. He quotes this Rush. And he says, Neri says, Lachar David Tzorach Biur. He says, what is the Rush talking about? If you learn it from Eish and Bar, shouldn't it be limited? So he says, Ulam Nira Pashut. Tahare, Ha de Eish Patra al Tamun, Huzem Mitzad Gzeras Akasiv, Shatora Patra Tamun Be'esh. It's not a Svara that Eish is Patra. So therefore, you're only going to have the Ptur by something that's bona fide called Eish. Avol Be'ikr Din Mazik, Hare Lo Shiny Tamun Me'eno Tamun. You're going to limit the exemption. You're not going to limit the chiyuv of Hezek. Once you learn the chiyuv of Hezek, we assume that makes sense, that you're going to be chayuv in damages. And the p'tur is a chiddush, and you're going to limit that. And that's what the Rush says. The inyan dinim shenamru b'avos nezikin ein anu mashgichin al ha-yafusos. Right, you don't focus on the limudim. There's the way you get to say this is a nezek. Once you say that, then you look at it in a vacuum and say, what type of ava nezek is this? There's never a type of nezek that's two. There's one that characterizes it, and one that helped you learn it, but that's just more of preventing a question, but not really categorizing what the item is. So that's what he says. Srichanonu ladun ala nilmad ba'atzmo. Im yeshel of Torah shor, o bor, o esh. V'kosha Torah's bor bay. Once it's bor, af im yalfinon l'chaybo me'esh, hara yupater al-kelim v'chayav al-atamun. That's exactly what the Rush says here. Even though you have these limudim, ultimately it is learned out from, you figure out what the item is. Similar idea said by the Yamshel Shlomo in the Marshal here also in Siman Daled. Right here, again, we're not going to read it, but it's similar, right? He said it obviously before the Briska Rav, but he says, instead of saying Dayo, which you might have said, right, you limit to what the Melamed is, no, you learn out Igloi Milsa, that once you use Eish to solve the problem, it's Igloi Milsa that this is Bar. And therefore, it's not a problem. Again, we didn't get a chance, hopefully at some point in the future, to review the Hakdama of the Yamshel Shlomo to Baba Kama. Maybe I should have learned it on the first day in the Hakdama, but it's defining. It's one of his the comments that are quoted, and hopefully at a certain time one day in the future, we'll have time to go through it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Rava Amar. Right now we're up to number two. Number one was Abaya. What's the case of the Mishnah? Included Avno Sakino Maso. Number two, Rava Amar La Suye Bor Hamiz Galgel. Baragli Adam Baragli Behema. A rolling bor. What does that mean? I put something in the street, it gets kicked around, and then somebody gets damaged by it. Right? So the question is, it's a bor, but it rolls. So what's the case? Asked the Gemara. Hey, Chidami. What's the case? Eid to afkarinu. If I was mafkar the item after I put it into the street, bein l'rab, bein l'shmuel, hainu bar. So isn't that just bar? My shna bar. Shechein tchilat asiyaso l'nezek. Ushviraso alecha. Bar, as we said, is defined as it is a mazik inherently. And it shmir is upon you. Haninami. Tchilat asiyaso l'nezek. Ushviraso alecha. So which is it? Ela. So the Gemara says, zelo afkarinu. So you are mafkarit? L'shmuel damar mikul nabor lamanu haynu bar. So back to the kasha. So if it's bar, well, you mafkir, well, you're not mafkirit. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't have the example like the first line that we had before. If it damages while it's rolling, so then that's eish. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? It says, if it's jumped to the, if it damaged when it's sitting, that it's, well, you mafkirit, well, you're not mafkirit. Rashi quotes that we're not goresit. That's all Rashi says, right? Rashi has e bahadi da azli kamazki lo garas. Rashi says, skip that step in this stage of the Gemara. V'hachi garsinon heichidabi, skip to the ida afkare. Rashi does not like that girsa. Tosfos here explains why Rashi does not like that girsa, because Rashi knows the Gemara later on daf chav zayin, where the Gemara says ein dark and shobanei adam lizbonei bedrachim. Right, it's not the way of people to look down when they're walking. They walk straight. So you can't fault anybody for kicking the item. Meaning, Ubal takola nami ein lachayva mitam adam amazik, elam yishu dachashav kuruch mitzuya v'havi esho. Says the Tosfos, explaining Rashi, well, you can't fault the guy who kicked it, because it's not his derech to look down, and also you're not going to fault the guy who put it there, because people are kicking it. So Tosfos is bothered, so why not? Why isn't that, that's not his fault? Right? It's just like putting something in an irresponsible place. But Tosfos himself says, I have a different shot. You don't have to be mochek it. Because Tosfos says, you know what that Gemara means? Ein adam is bonein bedrachim. That just means little things on the bottom you might not see. But a big knapsack that you kick? Yes, you will be responsible for that. And you could have the girsa. If a person damaged while it was going, the Baal HaMegalgel should be chayiv, not the Meniach. The one who kicked it, says Tosfos, should be chayiv. Well, he says, the Hachi Parah Kochahu, he is chayiv HaMegalgel HaKol, v'lo Baal HaTakala. He continues. And then the Gemara rejects that and says that would be Eish, according to that Girsa. Either way, the Tosfos says, what is Megalgel Baragle Behemoth? Then maybe you'd split it between the Baal HaBehema and the Baal HaTakala. But anyway, Tosfos explains, but then defends the Girsa that Rashi does not like. But either way, so back to the Gemara. So what's the case? Vara Misgalgel. So if it damaged, according to Tosfos' Girsa, while it was going, so that's either going to be Patr or Ish. So Ella, you are Mafkarit. So is it Bar? It's after it was Nayach, so either it's Bar, or according to Shmuel, it's also Bar. Says the Gemara, La Olam to Afkarinu. Really, you are Mafkarit, Velo Dami Labar. Similar to what we said before. But it's not exactly like Bar. Why? Shema Labar, Shekain Ma'asav Garmulo. By Bar, I did the whole thing. I dug a pit, and somebody fell in. Tomar Bahani, Shein Ma'asav Garmulo. But here, there were other people involved, kicking it around. And therefore, it wasn't just me. So it's not purely Bar. So the Gemara says, Shar Yochiach. Well, Shar will prove that that's wrong. Because even if it's not my mice, my animal did it, I'm still chayiv. So Mala Shar Shekein Darkol Ulahazik. What do you mean? Shar damaged as it was moving. Right? Unlike this case, where it was damaged after it stopped. Bar Tochiyak, one second, Bar would prove that that's right too. The Chazar Adin La Raizek Raizep. Again, we use a team effort of Bar and Shar this time. Earlier it was Bar and Aish, and that's how you can learn the case of Bar HaMizgalgel. First a discussion in the Rishonim, then a psak that's quoted by all of the Achronim, as we'll see. Question is asked by the Rishonim. Why did the Gemara say back? The Gemara said, you can't compare it to Bar, because Bar is Maisav Garmulo. You can't compare it to Shar, because Darko Leiluch Alahazik. Why don't you say, Shar you can't compare it to, because Shar is Mamono. Shar is his, unlike Bar. Bar is not his. That's a question that is asked to the Rashba in the Tshuva, in Chelek Dalet, Siman Reish Lamed Zayin. And interestingly, based on the Rashba that we saw earlier, the Rashba said, don't worry about it. Bar is also Kilu is Mamoncha. The Gemara didn't say, Ma, don't compare it to Mamon, but don't compare it to Bar because it's not Mamono. Sorry, don't compare it to Shor, because this case is not Mamoncha because you are Mafkarit. So it's Kilu. Tshuva, says the Rashba, to Bar Kimamonohu. Shkin Asao Hakasov Kimamono. Which is difficult based on the Rashba that we saw back on that base. The Rashba screamed and said, take out the Girsa of Mamoncha by Bor. Right? Take it out. He was very upset about it. Tosfos said, Lav Dafka. But the Bor said, Rashba says, Mochikas a Girsa. Okay, that's a little difficult to put those two Rashbas together. But the Pnei Yoshua here has an interesting line. He says, even if it wouldn't be Mamoncha, there's more of a reason to be Michayiv your action, even if it's not Mamoncha, rather than something that's not your action, even if it is Mamoncha. Meaning, sure, read you the line, and that's why the Gemara does not ask this, because the Gemara thinks you'd still be Chayiv. Nira libedochak, he says, I'm sorry, wrong one. He says, Hadalo kamar, mala shor shehu mamono, dizehav yodea shapir. The Gemara knew, to call hecha shahanezek naase al yidei maisa adam, Ra'u Yosef Lechaivo me'al nizke mamono. If you did it, then it's more of a reason to be mechaiv you, even if it's not yours. So what was the Rashba, the Kasha and the Rashba's question? What do you mean? Shar is different because it's than Bar, because Bar is not Mamoncha, and Shar is Mamoncha. So says the Pei Yeshua, the Gemara doesn't ask that. Because if you're chayef for bar where you did it yourself, even if it might not be yours, then that would be more of a reason l'chayef. Don't tell me, oh, bar is not mamoncha. No, there's more of a reason. If it's your action. Right, and that's why he goes on to ask a different suggestion. Okay, so this is all number two, though. Number one was Ari Sakino Maso. Number two is Bar Mezgalgel. So all the Achronim quote the Psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Nevin Zalman, in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman, quoted. If you look at here in the Mishpatei HaTorah, he quotes it, and that is, somebody once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the days of old, not so old, in the days when they didn't sell items and packages, but let's say there was a huge sack of sugar, there's a huge sack of salt, there's a huge sack of everything in the store, and a person goes to the storekeeper, a woman goes and says, I would like a whole big package of salt. That's what she goes. And by mistake, the storekeeper gave her sugar. She doesn't know the difference. She goes home, she cooks for Shabbos, she puts it in her soup, and her soup is now ruined. And now, she wants the guy to pay. So, they go to Shlomo Zalman, the guy's like, I'm not going to, it's grandma. What? I didn't do anything. I just gave it to you. You're right, I made a mistake, and I'm a bad guy. But grandma ben Yizakin is putter. Shlomo Zalman says, you're chayev. Why? It's bar hamizgalgel. Baram is Galgel. Rav Shlomo Zalman sees Bava Kama Davav, he sees it in the Makolet, says Rav Nevin Zal. He doesn't just leave it in Bava Kama Davav. Oh, it's Bar, it's Shor, it's Eish. Rav Shlomo Zalman reads a piece of Gemara and says, that is Barham is Galgel. Unbelievable. If you look in the, again, the Rav Nevin Zal, in the back of Sichos B'Yom HaKippurim, that's where he has this this psak, where he has the biography of Shlomo Zalman, and he quotes, L'char is Zegrama B'di Zakin, and he says, the Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no. Right, he says, why? He says, etzem hagisha shel harav melamedes ketzad yesh la'abedes ma shalomdi. Baram is galgal, ain't a rak musak, but that vavam and alf, but baba kama. Elamatsi gamba chanusa shel chenvani. Mishalomid al oso bar ha asui even, chayev litzayin bemocho, she oso bar yachol lios asui gam mimelach. Rabbi Chulu, and he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it was one of his favorite mesechtas, he learned it more than 60 times. Mesechas Baba Kama. But that's what he says. Efshal Adas, Kol Mashakasa Mesechas Baba Kama, Beli Lasim Zot Bechanut B'makolet Shebishchuna. You can learn all Baba Kama and not have it. But again, that's a big discussion about how it is Bar Mezgalgel. Right, you put something there and it rolled and it was used. But that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, number three. Rav Ada Bar Ava Omar. La Asuye Hadatanya. Now is to exclude the following case. Kol Elu, the Gemara says later on, Kol Elu She'amru Poschin B'Boseyan. V'Garfin Ma'arosein B'Moseyan. There are those, the Brisa says later on, that one of the takanas of Yeshua ben Nun was that at certain times of the year, people could dump out their pipes, dump out their sewers into public areas because they didn't have like underground plumbing in those days. So sometimes things would get full. You have a tank in the backyard, so you could dump it out. So that allowance is only when they can't do it in the summer because then people are walking there. They're not expecting it to be slippery and dirty. But they do have rishus to do it. They can dump it out. Right? This is based on, if you're in Perek Meruba, where is listed Pei Aleph Amid Beis. We have all the takanos of the time of Yoshua ben Nun. That when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua ben Nun says, okay, this is what we're all doing because this is what society needs. A functioning society needs these items for the betterment of society. And all the takanas are quoted there on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. This is included in that sugya. Ezra HaSofra later on made another ten takanas. That's not Daf Hei Beis. But this is what the Brisa says, that only during the rainy season, not during the summer season. But the Brisa continues, Af al pi sheb birishus, even though you're allowed to do it, im hiziku chayavim l'shalim. If they're mazik, right, when you put them out there, you still have to pay. So the Gemara says, you have to pay for the damage. I mean, so you're allowed to do, but you have to pay for the damage. I mean, not everything that you have to pay. It means it was something usher was done. If you borrow money, you also have to pay for it. Right? Doesn't mean something usher was done. So here you were allowed to do it, but you have to pay if there's damages. So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, what's the case? How did these items damage? If they damage as you spilled it out, it fell on something. Kochahu. So that's basically Adam Hamazik. Right? That's not, you don't need anything else to include that. Elabasar Denayak. So damaged after it was sitting, somebody slipped on it. So Echidami. Idaf Karina Bain Larabin Lishwal Hainu Bar. If it's after you a mafkarit, so as we said, everybody would agree that it's bar. Maishna bar tochidas asiyasa lenezek. Umamon choshmira so alecha. Just like bar inherently is a mazik, it's your mamon shmira aninami. Tochidas asiyasa lenezek. Umamon choshmira so alecha. Right, so it's all bar. Ela de lo afkarinu. Lishmul damar kula mi bar alamanu. Hainu bar. So again, we're back to the kasha as we have had throughout. So Gemara answers the olam da afkarinu. Really, you are mafkarit. Why isn't it bar below dami labar? Ma labar shekain shalo birshus. Big difference. Bar, you weren't allowed to build in the first place. So maybe I would have thought only there. That's a case where you're chayef for damages. Because it was usur, and you now you have to pay. Tomer bahani de birshus. Unlike these items that birshus, you had rishus to do it, and therefore maybe you wouldn't be able, it's not included in that. So Gemara says, shar yochiach. What do you mean? Shar will prove that that's wrong. Because shar, you also have rishus. What do you mean? Rashi quotes on top. I have rishus to walk my animal in the street. I have rishus. She birshus bezdinu mahalech birshus arabim. Shari kaladam yesh lo rishus pekach. And yet, if it damages, I'm chayef. Not if it damages Shane and Regalim, which is a Rabim, but other damages. So the Gemara says back, Mala Shar, Shkin Darko Leilach Alahazak. What do you mean? Shar moves. Bar Dochiach. Bar doesn't move. The Chazar Hadin. So again, Bar and Shar are the Lima. Number one was Bar and Eish. These last two were Bar and Shar. Teach me this halacha. Tosfos is Lashon on the bottom of Amud Aleph here. Tosfos says, it's Ke'ilu. Tosfos says, if it's Ke'ilu, it fell down in Malabar, he said, the Lashon Yitot says, it's Ke'ilu that it's, I'm sorry, I take it back, this is going on the next line, let's save that. Say that's going on the next piece. The Shinu Kubetz is here, what I wanted to mention. What happens here? The item, I threw the item into the street, and I'm going to be chaya for it. The Gemara says later on, ask the Tosfos Shans, here in the Shidim Kubetzes, that if a mafkir something, let's say you have a wall. We're going to talk about that soon. You have a wall, and you a mafkir it after it fell down into the street. So then, it is, after, let's say, an ones occurs. Right? An ones fell down, and then I was mafkir it. I'm putter there. So what's the difference between an ones? Let's say, the Gemara talks about in the third parak, I'm sorry, not the wall case, the third parak, let's say I'm walking with a barrel, and all of a sudden something happens, and I slip, and the barrel breaks, and now there's water and shards all over the floor, and then it's like too hard to clean up, so I'm mafkir it, and then somebody gets damaged by it. So I'm putter in that case. In mafkir acha nefilas ones. So why is this different here? I throw it out, and then I'm mafkir it, it will just be bar. So it says the Tosfos Shatz is not exactly the same, because here you actually put it there. Even if you are allowed to put it there, you put it there, and therefore you can't compare this to a case of of ones. That is the difference between our case and the previous case. Misvara ain lanu liftar shum mazik. Right? You can't potter that case, even if you were allowed to do it, because you did create a dangerous situation. Unlike the case of mafkir laachar ones. Okay, number three. Number four, Ravina Amar, last case. Last suggestion of the Gemara. La asuye hadetznan. Our mishnah is including the case later in a different mishnah in Baba Metzia. Hakosel bo ha'ilon shenafu l'rishos harabim. Yeah, but this was the case I was referring to. I jumped the gun. The wall, you have a wall or a tree in your rishos that fell into rishos harabim. V'hiziku and a damage. Patim l'shalem. I'm pater from pain. But but if Bezdin saw already that it was a dangerous situation, it was a rickety fence, and they said, they gave you time to take it down, if it fell down during the time before Bezdin's deadline, but if it was after the deadline, so they already gave you enough time, and you should have removed this hezek, so then, it is going. You're going to be chayiv in that case. That's called. This is what I was referring to. Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph says that's referred to. That's called a nefila al yidei pshia, even though you didn't do it. But once Tosfos warned you that it was dangerous once Bezdin warned you that it was dangerous, then you should have taken it down before this. So again, hey Chidami, what's the case here that it damaged after when it fell down? E da afkara. If it damaged after you were mafkar at Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, Hainu Bar. Maishna Bar de'ezeko matsui, just like Bar. Here it calls it something else. It doesn't say tchilat asiyas alahezek. It says hezeko matsui ushmiraso alecha, and you have to guard it haninami hezeko matsui shmiraso alecha. Right? It's matsui that after this falls down, somebody's going to get damaged on it. Idalo afkarinu lishmul damar b'kolam bar lamanu hainu bar. So again, what's the case? So the Gemara says, "La olam dafkarenu." Really, it's after hefker, but lo dami labar. It's not exactly like bar. Why? Ma labar shekain tchilas asiyaso lenezek, as bar is described. Tomer bahani shein tchilas asiyaso lenezek. But these other items, it wasn't when you. It wasn't. We built it as a wall. You didn't build it as something dangerous. Shar yochiach. Shar would prove that you don't need that. Shar is not tchilas asiyaso lenezek. Ma lashgar shekain dakar leilachal hazek bar tochiach. So the last three we learned from Bor and Shor together to include. Rashi just has the Ha'ara that here the Gemara, at least in one stage, calls Bor Hezeko Matsui, as we called out. Isn't that what Regel is? Regel is Hezeko Matsui. We know that there's an ingredient. There's one specific ingredient, at least one, for every Av. Shein is Hanol Hezeka. Regel is normal behavior. Hezeko Matsui. So Tosfos, how could Rashi ask? How could the Gemara say Bar is Hezeko Matsui? So Rashi says, well, Regel is the most Hezeko Matsui. Bar is a little bit Hezeko Matsui. Right, but not totally. It's more Matsui than these other cases. That's Rashi on the first couple of skinny lines. To Bar Hezeko Matsui, Avol Eino Matsui Kol Kach, Ki Regel, Shekol Shah Hi Mahaleches. Regel is the most Hezeko Matsui. Baruch Hashem. So we got the four cases that are included in the Tzad HaShaveh of the Mishnah. We continue. Kishahizik Chav Hamazik. Remember the last line of the Mishnah said, on Dav Beis, Kishahizik, when one of these items damage, Chav Hamazik. Ask the Gemara, that's an unusual Lashon. Chav Hamazik, Chayiv Hamazik, Mi Boilei. Shouldn't say Chav, it should say Chayiv. Why? Tosfos says, right, Bisharma Duchtin, Tosfos in Chav. In other cases where it uses the word chav, it's okay. Ein chavin la adam shelo b'fanav. The Mishnah says in Gittin. Hatofis la balchov b'makum shechav la acherim. That's okay because that's from the word chova. The word chova, you can't have a something negative, an obligation. But chayiv is more of there's a punishment here or there is an obligation based on a previous event. Not a, so it says Tosfos, the word chav here doesn't fit. It should be chayiv. The Rishash even sharpens it a little more. Chav is always used when it's talking about obligating someone else. Chav is like the hifil. Right? Chav. Chav la'achirim. Chav la'achrini. Ain't chav in ela b'fanav. Chayiv means you're chayiv. So that says the Rishash, that's the difference here. The Gemara is bothered. Here it's talking about the person himself. So it should be chayiv. Because he's the mazik. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hai Tana Yerushalmi Hu. This Tana is a Yerushalmi, Detani Lishna Kalila, that uses a different type, a shortened Lashon. Shortened, what does that mean? So, as we know, the Mefarshim explained, the Maariv Chayis here explains that when Rav Yehuda Hanasi put together the Mishnayos, he often kept the conversations exactly in the language that it was given to him. He knew all these conversations of the earlier Tanoim. So sometimes he would just quote the conversation exactly as is. So this conversation that he quoted was based on a certain Tana that used a Lashon that is not the common jargon, the common Lashon used in the Mishnah, and therefore he just kept it like that. And the Maariv Chayis says it's not just the first Mishnah. If you look in the next Mishnah too, the next Mishnah is also an unusual Mishnah on Daf Tesama Beis. The second Mishnah also uses Chav Hamazik, and every phrase refers to something else. Right? He says the couple of Mishnahs here in the first Perek are not normal Mishnah language, and they're all this Tana Yerushalmi that uses other Lashon. And also Yudalam Beis, the third Mishnah. Shum Kesef, Shava Kesef, it's not a sentence, it's just like bullets. Right, so he says this is all part of this unusual Tana. L'shalom tashlumei nezek. So here we go. So first five blad in Maseches Baba Kama is about nezek, the avos d'zika. Now we are getting to a totally new topic. Before we get back, totally new topic, and this has to do with tashlumen. Tashlumei nezek. Idis, benon is ziburis. So we take a break now for a couple of daf. which took all about Tashlumin until we get to the next Mishnah, right? Till Tesla Bays, right? The next three blot are all about Tashlume Nezek, and then we'll get back to Ava Nezek. So the Shlat Tashlume Nezek, Tanur Rabbanan. You have to pay Tashlumin. Machlokas. Meitav Sadeo Meitav Karbo Yishalem. You have to pay the best of the fields, the Idis. Meitav Sadeo Shal Nizak, or Meitav Karmo Shal Nizak. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. It's the Idis of who? It's the best quality fields of the Nizak, says Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Ba'akasav, Ela Ligvos Lanazikin Mina Idis. That means, as is explained, Rabbi Akiva said, no, it goes Mina Mazik. The Idis is Mina Mazik. The Kalvachomer Lahekdesh, those three words will have to be discussed with Hashem tomorrow. What's the Kalvachomer? What's that referring to? But now the Gemara says, what's the Machlokas exactly between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Shmuel says, you pay the best. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You only accept the Idis. So I already said the Maskana. But let's see. The Gemara has a Havamina. The Rabbi Shmuel says you always pay the best fields. For Rabbi Yishmael, Ochal Shmeina, Mishalim Shmeina. Ochal Kechusha, Mishalim Shmeina. What does Rabbi Shmuel mean? No matter what field the animal ate from, you pay the best. So if he ate five bushels of inferior apples, you're still going to pay five bushels of superior apples? Well, you're going to have to pay more than even was damaged? Is that what he means? The Gemara says, no. Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Hachamayas Kina. No, don't go that far. This is what it means. Kagon, Sha'achal Aruga Bein Arugos. The animal ate something, some area. V'lo Yadinan Yikhu Sha'achal Yishmeina Achal. But we're not sure what he ate. Did he eat the inferior apples or the superior apples? We're not sure. That's Rabbi Yishmael, the Mishalim Shmeina. And that's what he says. You're not sure, so you have to pay the superior apples, the better apples. Says the Gemara, really? Amar Rava. That's against what we know. Ma ilu yadina de kechusha achal. Lo mishalim ela kechusha. If we knew that he only ate the worse apples, we know he only pays the worst ones. So hasha de lo yadina ni kechusha achal. Now that we don't know, ishmeina achal. Mishalim shmeina. Hamoze mechaveiro lavaraya. Whenever you have a suffix in dine mamanis, you always say the one who is being motzi, the burden of proof is upon him. So what's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Avin talking about? That can't be the case. That can't be where Rabbi Shmuel Shita is. So we're going to go to a third idea. But even before we get there, what's the Havamina? What was the Havamina? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Avin also knows about the principle of a motzi v'chaver l'varaya. So what was the Havamina to think otherwise? So two suggestions. Number one, the Ur Sameach says in Hilchos Nisqei Mamon, well, once we know the animal ate, what's regular Moshe Mechaver Lavaraya? There's a suffix chiyuv. I'm not sure if I owe you. So there we say, Moshe Mechaver Lavaraya. What if I know that I owe you, but I'm just not sure how much? So then maybe we don't get into suffix HaMoshe Mechaver Lavaraya. Maybe there, it's similar to what he says, Eini Yodea Im Praticha. There are two cases discussed elsewhere. Eini Yodea Im Nischayavti Lecha. Somebody comes to me and says, you owe me money. And I say, I don't know if I owe you money. I'm not sure. So I don't have to pay you. Hamotz mechalav araya. But what if I say, he says, I owe you, you owe me 100. And I say, I know I borrowed from you, but I don't remember if it was 50 or 100. So then that's enio, or I don't know if I paid you back or not. That's a cheskas chiyuv with a suffix ptur. So then you would say, it's like enio dea in praticha, and you would have to pay in that case. Right, that's not a Moshe Mechaber Lav Araya. So says the Arsameach, here there's a cheskas chiyuv because you know that he ate. Or the Netziv adds in another element. Once you know that you have to pay, so then there's a mitzvah to pay, and it's a suffik mitzvah, not just suffik dinim amanus. Once it's a suffik mitzvah, you would be suffik lachumra, and therefore you'd have to pay even more. But either way, that's all the havamina. Right, lamaskana, we don't say it. The Gemara says, no, this still should be a case of a mozi mechaver lavaraya, which the source of a mozi mechaver lavaraya is right here. Babakama membav mebeis. That's the two times in Shas where the Gemara says, you don't need a pasik, it's a svara. This is one of them. The other time we already had. We had Pesha Asur Pesha Hitir, and right here, Mem Vav Mabez in the fifth parak, Hamotzi Mechaver Lav Araya, based on a Svara. So the Gemara says, we're still back to the question. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? So, Ela Amar Vachar Bar Yaakov, Hacham Mayaskina. This is the case. Kidon Chalisa Idis de Nizek Ziburis de Mazik. The best fields of the Nizek equal the Ziburis fields of the Mazik. Ubahaka Miflagi, and this is the machlokas. Which do you pay? Again, if the Nizak gets to choose, the Nizak wants Idis fields. It's going to be the same dollar amount, ultimately. But which fields do you pay in? Which currency? Rabbi Yishmael Am Savar, but the Nizak Shaminan. Rabbi Yishmael says you go by the Nizak's Idis, and therefore, the Mazak only has to give his Ziburis. Rabbi Akiva Savar, but the Mazak Shaminan. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you go by the Mazak's Idis. My time with Rabbi Yishmael. Why does Rabbi Yishmael say you go by the Nizak? No mar sadeh lamata, but no mar sadeh lamala. It says sadeh by the damage, it says sadeh by the payment. Ma sadeh amar lamala de Nizak, af sadeh amar lamata de Nizak. That's Rabbi Yishmael. You pay the Nizak's field. Uv Rabbi Akiva, meitav sadehu, umeitav karmo yishalem. He pays the best of his field. Teheich, tekam yishalem. The one who pays, that's the one who you go by. Rabbi Yishmael, what would Rabbi Yishmael do with that? Pasik, ahani gzeir shavah, ahani krab, ahani gzeir shavah, kidah ka'imna. Rabbi Yishmael says, the gzeir shavah, sadeh sadeh, that teaches me you generally go by the iddis of the Nizak. Ahani kra, but the pasuk teaches me this case. Kigon, de islay la mazik idis viziburis. The mazik has two types of fields, idis and ziburis. The idis lenizak, vizibur, and the nizak has good fields, but viziburis de mazik lo shavya ki idis de nizak. What's the case? Right, the mazik has bad fields, and then the nizak has better fields than that. Idis, the idis of the nizik is better than the ziburis of the mazik. And then the mazik has his own idis. So what does he pay there? So Rabbi Shmuel usually says you go by the idis of the nizik. But here, the idis of the nizak, the mazik doesn't have that level field, the idis of the nizak. He only has worse or better. So what do you do in that case? You go by the mazik's idis. That case, you're right, you go by the mazik's idis in one case, but not always, Rabbi Akiva. But in this case, to Mishalim Lei Mimeitav Didei, to Lo Matzi Omer Lei Ta'at Gavi Miziburis, Elo Gavi Mimeitav. He can't say, well, I'm not giving you my Yiddis, which is so much better than your Yiddis, take from my Ziburis. Then Isaac could say, no, my Ziburis is not my, right, my Yiddis is better than your Ziburis. So you can't give me your Ziburis. There is a Machlokas, the Rush here quotes, what happens, the Gemara doesn't have the case, what if the Mazik has Beinonis, which is better than the Yiddis of the Nizak? That's not mentioned here. The Gemara only talks about where there are two. The Mazik has Iddis, which is much better than the Nizak's Iddis, and he has Ziburis, which is worse than the Nizak's Iddis. What if he has Beinonis, which is better than the Nizak's Iddis? Could he give the Beinonis there? So the Rush has two opinions about this. He says, "Vi isle lo Mazik Iddis u Beinonis Ziburis, u Beinonis shav yitfei me Iddis de Nizak, is ta amre." Some say he could give the Beinonis. It's fine, because that's better than the Nizik's Iddis. So, the Umidashavak Gemara, Umidaktik, Midashavak Gemara, Beinonis, Alma, Ihavi Le Beinonis, Deshavi Tfemi Iddis, the Nizik, Yavi Le Beinonis. So some say, yeah, that'll be fine. But then the Rosh says, V'ista Amri, the other opinion that says, no. The payment of Hezek has to be Iddis. It's usually the Iddis of the Nizak. In this case, the Iddis of the Nizak cannot be paid. Because the Mazik doesn't have exactly that value, then you have to pay your own Iddis. It's a payment of Iddis, somebody's Iddis. Afilu achi yavle Iddis, v'dvrayim niroli. The Rush likes this, because that's exactly what the Pasuk is teaching me by the word meitav, that you have to give Iddis. De la olam binin meitav, o de Mazik, o de Nizak. That's a beautiful shita, machlokas, 2 days in the Rush, but that's what he explains. So again, we finally got to the third shot of what Rabbi Shmuel is holding, and that is the Maskana. Again, we'll have to get to Beis Hashem tomorrow, starting off with Rabbi Akiva Shita and getting more into issues of Tashlumin. Okay, we will stop here.